We are constantly surrounded by a flurry of graphics and voices every day and all night that tell us we are trapped. They try to tell you that you have a path that was already determined for you and you must comply. To stay in your lane, don't you dare dream and fool yourself into believing that your life will amount to anything more than a singular clog in a massive machine. You are supposed to believe that you have no chance of changing anything in this world. Just figure out how to survive and make your hierarchy millions. Prove that you are worth the air we let you breathe. It is time for the Exodus. They will even use religious wording to make it feel like breaking the mold is unethical. Blasphemy. When did God die, and when did they replace him in your life? It is time to rise up. There is a very specific reason you feel discontented, uncomfortable about where you are and where the world is headed. You have known something wasn't quite right all your life. You were told to sit down and shut up. Trust the process and don't question the constructs of law enforcement and governments. The truth is, you are called to something more. That is what you feel right below your diaphragm. That stirring, the knot that can't be unraveled. Here's a hint. It isn't a knot. It's fuel, and it's being ignited by the evil manifesting before you. You were mandated before you were born to stand up to the adversary of humanity. We are at a defining moment all over the world. This is a story that has been in development since the ancient world. The order of the world is in flux, and the ancients are terrified of you. You are their biggest fear. The people, awake, educated, and organized. This is the time. This is the reason you were taught to obey the leaders of your government. The best stand-down psyop is one which weaponizes a person's religious beliefs to the detriment of the person and the benefit of the ones behind the operation. The greatest way to position yourself on the side against God is to stay compliant to the enemy of humanity, the people who profit from slave labor, murder, control, and eugenics. Come out of her, O Babylon, lest you share in her sins and judgment. Let my people go. Take the road less traveled. Move relentlessly and take control of your life and your world. Welcome to the Exodus.